You can sleep beside the same person every night for years and still feel like you are living with a stranger. If that sentence stings a little, you are not alone and you are not broken. You are simply missing something every marriage needs to thrive: emotional intimacy. Physical closeness gets a lot of attention in conversations about marriage. Emotional intimacy in marriage rarely gets the same spotlight, yet it is the foundation that makes everything else work. Without it, even a marriage with plenty of affection can start to feel hollow. So what does emotional intimacy in marriage actually mean? It is not about grand declarations or perfectly timed date nights. It is the quiet, ongoing experience of being known by your spouse and knowing them in return. It shows up when you share what genuinely scares you, what excites you, and what you are still figuring out about yourself. Many couples confuse proximity with closeness. Sharing a bed, a mortgage, and a calendar full of errands does not automatically mean two people are emotionally connected. Two people can coordinate a household with total efficiency while their inner worlds drift further apart every month. So how does the distance happen? It rarely arrives all at once. Instead, it creeps in through 1,000 small substitutions. A real conversation gets replaced by a quick logistics check. A vulnerable question gets swapped for a comment about the grocery list. Slowly, the relationship shifts from connection to management. Busy seasons of life make this drift even easier. Careers demand attention, children need supervision, and exhaustion makes effort feel optional. Before long, couples realize they have become excellent partners in running a household and distant partners in everything else. This is the painful, often unspoken reality so many marriages quietly settle into, feeling like roommates rather than spouses. And that feeling matters more than most people realize. Think of emotional intimacy as the soil a marriage grows in. When that soil is healthy, conflict becomes easier to repair because both people trust each other's intentions. Affection feels natural rather than forced. The relationship carries warmth and depth even during hard seasons. When the soil is depleted, however, everything else starts to suffer. Physical affection can feel obligatory instead of meaningful. Small disagreements escalate faster because there is no reservoir of goodwill to draw from. Couples in this season often describe a vague sense that something is missing, even when they cannot quite name what it is. This is why emotional intimacy in marriage deserves far more attention than it typically receives. It is not a bonus feature of a strong relationship. It is the root system. Now here is the good news. Emotional intimacy does not require a dramatic turning point to rebuild. It grows through small, consistent choices made over time, much like trust itself. Start tonight by turning off the screen and asking one real question. Skip the familiar, "How was your day?" which usually invites a one-word answer and an end to the conversation. Try something with more weight instead, such as "What has been weighing on you lately?" or "What are you most excited about right now?" Then comes the harder part, actually listening. Not listening to solve the problem. Not listening while mentally drafting your response. Listening simply to understand your spouse a little better than you did 5 minutes earlier. This single shift, repeated consistently, rebuilds emotional intimacy more effectively than any elaborate gesture ever could. Connection lives in these small, chosen moments of presence, not in occasional grand displays of affection. If you and your spouse have started to feel more like roommates than partners, take that as an invitation rather than a verdict. The relationship is not over. It simply needs the same attention you once gave it freely, before life got loud and busy. Tonight, ask one real question and mean it. Tomorrow, ask another. Emotional intimacy in marriage is built one honest conversation at a time, and every couple has the ability to start again. Thank you for listening.